a dream, only a dream, or it could be reality? What do you think?
Well, multipolarity is already exists, and it has existed through all through history. In fact, multipolarity existed through all the empires until the Russian Empire was destroyed, until the Ottoman Empire was destroyed. It was the bankers who wanted to own the world. So they destroyed multipolarity. Now we have to rebuild it, and therefore we have to look at the past. History is going to teach us what to do. And what do we build it on? What was the Tsar? What was the Ottoman Caliph? There were people who understood the importance of faith, of belief, of tradition, and respect of each other's traditions. You know, you had Muslims and Buddhists under the Tsar, you had under the Ottoman Empire, you had Christians and Jews. So this image can be rebuilt. It is difficult. It is difficult because, of course, we have a very strong hegemon which has built a world of chaos. So, a parody, the parody of an empire. The Anglo-Saxon empire is not a real empire. It is the parody of an empire. It pretends to be an empire. But in fact, it's not an empire because it is. It does not unite. It divides. Mm-hmm. So dividing is its aim. Dividing and not only ruling and robbing. In order to fight against this, you have to start from the spirit. From the spirit, as well as, of course, as Russia is doing, as the BRICS are doing, you have to defend yourself against aggression, against financial aggression, against physical aggression. But that is not all. It's only with the help of God and with the compassion for the others who are suffering like you in the rest of the world that you can really, that we shall really build this multipolar world and hope that that it will bring finally not only justice but love, you know. Love is what we need.
And do you think that the politics of USA is dangerous for other countries?
The politics of?
USA.
Yes, it's well, dangerous. Of course.
Why?
Well, of course, it's not only the politics. The problem is the fact that it's a world vision. It's a vision of a world based no longer on ideals, on principles, on ethnics, but based on robbery, based on the need to destroy the enemy, and therefore this is something where there is no space for the other. So it's not only dangerous; it is deathly. There is no solution. We have to defend the world from this, because this is not only against Russia. It's against everybody. It's Professor Dugin used the word satanic, and this is we can see how many satanic events are happening. We know that this is something that is very frequent in the West. But just think of the fact they are allowing pedophilia, incest even, they're promoting incest. All these values that have never been touched, you know, that have been principles for all traditions in the world. Now they're being attacked. Mm-hmm. So that everybody is destroyed from inside. And of course, this is a battle against evil. And God will not allow it. So God will be with those who will protect the ideals, the true ideals that He has revealed, not the fake ideals that are on the dollar, you know, God with us or whatever, or those people who think that by exterminating your neighbor, you are allowed by God, of course, you know. It is also not going back to the Bible of 3,000 years ago. God can never have said, given anybody the right to exterminate a neighbor. No, never. So go back to the principles means reading carefully the principles, going back to study things that we don't want to study anymore, like philosophy, like faith. But this is very exciting. This is very exciting because this is a new world to build. No? It's not like feeling that you're at the end of something. You're at the beginning. This is the beginning. This is the dawn of a new world.
And what is the role of Russia in this process?
The role of Russia is quite extraordinary, because it is the role of a people. It's not a role of a small group of intellectuals. It is a role of a nation that has the capacity. Daria Dugina said it so beautifully. It has the capacity as a nation to feel compassion and to have compassion and passion in what it does. So certain elements of what is called, the Russian sentiment or the Russian disorganization, Dasha Dugina was seeing this as a positive element, and I completely share this view. I think that it's a whole nation that has this vision, but it's an inner vision. It's not, it's not the Reich. I mean, that's not conquering. It's not something to conquer. You feel that people want to save the world. They really feel the mission. They really feel that they can contribute to this, and they are warm in this. They're not intellectually oriented to that. They really can create this energy, and you don't need to be an intellectual. I mean, you can feel this in the villages. You can see. Of course, I don't speak Russian well, but I have translators and interpreters, and Professor Dugin, of course, explained to me how this works, and you can really feel it. You can really feel it when you're here. There's a tension, a spiritual, moral tension, the desire to be something in the world that will help improve everybody else's condition. This is very impressive for me. I didn't know Russia before I came 3 years ago for the Romanov wedding. I didn't know Russian and I don't speak Russian. So this was my impact, the impression that I had. Of course, I was a friend of Professor Dugin, but he didn't represent for me the whole of Russia. But of course, through this vision and through the interpretation that Dasha was giving always to the things, I have been convinced that this was the role, this role of Russia had to be supported. Had to be supported because we need a drive, somebody who drives the world to this, to carry on, it's not a fight against. Of course, you have to protect yourself, but it's more a fight for. It's a fight for the spirit, it's a fight for God, it's a fight for beauty, it's a fight for liberation of the poor, of injustice. It's a fight for, creating a new world. You don't feel that the people are so, against. It's just they feel that they can be for something. And this is the only way to build something new. No, just forget the rest, all the hatred, all the chaos, forget about it. You have to fight it, but don't think about it. Think about what you're building, and you have the energy to do it. And you have, look, you've put this thing together, you've done it. Some of you, like, Sargrad has been doing this for a long time, maybe alone, maybe without people understanding what you were doing as a television, as a media. And yet now, you find yourselves that you are prepared. You have created the basis for this, this Noah's Arch. You've put in this Noah's Arch all the things that are important to save. Saving the traditions of Russia, saving the religion, saving the ideals. And now you can use them. Now you're ready, And that means that you've been on the right way, on the right path, even when nobody understood what you were doing as a television.
And how many people in your country do think like you?
Well, many people think like me, especially the women, because the women, they don't want, their children to change sex at the age of 3. They don't want to be, they don't want to have any more pandemics. They don't want all these jabs, 20 jabs, and now they're compulsory against meningitis, things like that. Women are aware of what's happening. So this is why I promote this network of women for tradition. Because they are the ones who really understand this fight. And maybe they don't know that Russia is leading this fight. So I have to explain sometimes. I said, you don't get depressed here because there's something new that's coming up. So the information is not clear. The media are, of course, completely on another position. They belong to another world. But once you discover that this world exists, everything opens up, no? There is a new hope. So I always tell them, don't get depressed. There is hope. It's somewhere else. Just all come to Russia.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
No.
Thank you very much.